with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend.
I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.
Welcome back to Two G's in a Podcast with Gina
and Graciela.
Today we're going to talk about cancel culture and kind of some unpopular opinions when it comes to like influencers, celebrities, that type of stuff. Okay, so someone that was canceled really recently was the girl, I think her name was Brooke, and she was doing the podcast with Tana Mojo. But essentially the Brooke girl, people found a bunch of old tweets of hers and she was saying the N-word. Right. And I think she was just making a lot of like racist comments in general. And so those came up. And what a lot of people were saying on social media after the fact was, why, when people blow up like that, do they not go back and clear all of their history? Mm-hmm. Or like do searches or like hire someone to go through their socials and sweep for all of that stuff and delete it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really interesting because even though these people get canceled in the moment, I feel like social media allows them to come back like nothing 100%. Ever happened.
Yeah. The thing about that Brooke girl specifically, because I was literally just talking to someone about this, is that the comments that she was making were just like you're like actually just racist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that there's like, you know, some people be like ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people is just like, they're just stupid. But for her, it was just like, girl, no, you were just like racist. Like that's,
yeah,
like, because some of the things that she was saying was just like, girl, like, you know, you there's no way that you don't feel this, and I'm not saying you can't change, but it's some things that you say that's just like, I wonder if you repent like after that, if you like actually feel differently, or because you're on this like, because I don't know if you pay attention to their podcast, but I've seen like clips of it on TikTok, and a lot of people like her because she like be going through a lot of like drama with her man. Yeah, but she's supposed to be like Tana Mojo's like girly pop, like she's like the it girlfriend that you would want to have. So
she is.
Mm-hmm.
I would think Tana is, but
so
I only knew about the podcast because Tana was on it. I'm not gonna lie.
But then the approach that she had even after, where it was like, did you see her apology?
No.
So she made an apology, but her apology was like, oh, you know, I grew up poor.
What?
She was like, I grew up poor. My grandparents were really racist and they were the ones that raised me. And, you know, like I just didn't know any better. But she basically tried to make it a sob story as to why people should feel bad for her and the way she grew up, rather than her just being like, you know, I said what I said. It was fucked up. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, people don't want to hear some BS story you're making up about why you said those things and why you should understand that they just weren't in the right place at the time that they made those comments. No, it's so much easier nowadays, I feel like, to just own up to it, like own up to what you did, be like, you know what, I messed up, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm older now, I've grown. I don't like when they say I'm older, when they're like, I'm young and that's why I made that mistake, or I was young when I said that so I didn't know any better.
Yeah,
because I still really do feel like that whole thing with, once you blow up, you should make sure all your socials are clean. If you're going to be that type of person and make those types of comments, and then you're going to be this big face in the media, if you've grown and you've changed as a person, all that stuff, that evidence of you being that person should no longer exist.
Mm.
Unless it's a screenshot someone took before you got to it. And in that case, you got to be quicker than that.
Yeah. No, the, and then did you see what Tana Mojo said to her apology?
I think I saw the clip of her basically being like, I'm disgusted by her and I condemn her actions.
She was like, as a white person, I have the right to like be upset about her saying stuff like that or some shit like that. And that she was like really disgusted by it and da da da. Which is even funnier because I'm sure that Tana Mojo has been in similar,
I feel like that scandal had to have existed
situations.
At some point.
Like, I could have sworn I remember her having said the N-word before and that being like a thing. But there's so many things that she's done that are problematic too. So it's like, girl, don't piss me off.
From one messy bitch to another,
like,
you and your feelings on how she reacted and her actions and all that do not matter.
Yeah. But the thing about influencers, and I feel like it especially happens with influencers, where they become famous so fast and they become a known figure so fast that when they do get canceled, because it honestly doesn't matter who the influencer is, the chances of them getting canceled for one thing or the other, very likely. Because like I remember James Charles
Girl, I
being
was gonna bring him up
like
next.
I remember James Charles being like everybody was obsessed with James Charles and the makeup videos and all the celebrities trying to collab with him, like
Tati,
Zendaya,
Zendaya. I think he had a video with Kylie.
like it was so many people trying to collab with him. And it was so crazy because at that time it was like pretty, like from what I remember, it was pretty new that like a man was in the makeup scene. So it was
Yeah, it definitely was like a more new thing, which made him even bigger because it's like people really did like him and people really did mess with him. So
And we needed to like normalize it. So it
exactly.
was like
He seemed
he
like a good face for it.
exactly. So then to find out all the stuff that he was doing behind the scenes, and then, which if you don't know, it's like he was talking to minors. And that did not happen once. It happened multiple times where he would like apologize, which I don't know how you apologize for that, because that's
For
actually
like
what.
talking to them, or was he sending them pictures or what?
Yeah, both.
Okay. Ew. I mean,
So.
the answer would be ill either way, but you know.
Yeah, no, he was like fully trying to like.
So like hit up these minors, pretend like he didn't know how old they were, sent them pictures. They were like, "Well, dude, I'm a minor. That's weird." He said, "Oh, sorry." And then he did it again.
No. He did
Oh.
not apologize to the minors for hitting them up. He apologized to the media for getting caught. I'm sorry that that was not communicated better on my end. No. He wasn't apologizing to the minors. He was apologizing to the media because he got caught. And then he apologized to the media, and then he did that shit again. Like, he's
He got
sick.
caught and then thought it wouldn't happen again.
Yeah.
Does he think he is above
Because he was basically off some like, oh, like, you know, I can change your life type thing. Like,
people are so quick. Okay, in this case, it's a good thing. Okay, and when it comes to children, they should definitely be telling
speak up,
people so that it gets around and then that person gets canceled. But people will be so fast to be like, oh, Drake just slid in my DMs, or this basketball player just slid in my DMs, football player, whatever. And for some of them people, it's like you're really blocking your blessings. Because the second you post that online, you're done. You could have got flown out. You could have got a Birkin. You could have been in the Maldives right now in one of them little huts on the water. But no, now you're sitting at home in your parents' basement because you wanted to let everybody know that a celebrity slid into your DMs.
But yeah, so James Charles, it was like he's had like 30 million rebrands, bro. Like, he has literally rebranded so many times, and every time he gets canceled.
He's popular
But
again right now.
exactly, and that's what I'm saying, where it's like influencers, I feel like because they get famous so fast, even when they get so-called canceled, they're going to pop up again. Like, they're going to pop up again.
Yeah, they definitely are, especially the ones that really don't learn from their mistakes. But I almost feel like a lot of them, once they get canceled, they should just stop because they're still probably making royalties off their old stuff.
And that's the crazy part. Like, James Charles definitely has more than enough money to, I mean, I'm assuming he already has a house and like a
I
vehicle,
think
but
so.
he'd be able to like live the rest of his life and be like more than content. Shane Dawson is also one of those people that I feel like should no longer be making videos, and I recently found out he is still making videos.
What?
So I guess he's one of those people that maybe like have like the canceling of him has actually worked, but he's still making videos. So
Shane Dawson, that's a whole other can of worms.
he just needs to be put away.
Wasn't he doing blackface? Like that
He's
was
been
his
there
thing?
has been multi he has been canceled for probably like whatever things that you could be canceled for, he's been canceled for.
Oh, true.
So it's like racist, pedophile, like.
Ew. Don't they? Like, I feel like I heard that Shane and his husband adopted a baby or something.
Yeah, they have twins.
Sorry?
They have twins.
How is that allowed?
They had a surrogate.
No, but how is that allowed?
Oh, because he's a weirdo?
No, but legally, how is that allowed based off his actions? Like, if you're a pedophile, how are you adopting children?
Well, he's not like he wasn't charged for anything.
Really?
Yes. What would he be charged for?
Being a pedo.
Right, but it was like there was, I don't think that there was actual like.
So it was just allegations, but it was like
Well,
there's
okay, so it
I
was.
like I don't know what happened with him because I don't remember at what point, but I stopped watching him because I heard that he was racist. I can't remember towards who right now. Like I remember the blackface stuff and then I was just done with him. So I don't know anything that happened after
So
that.
the reason why people were calling him like a weirdo and a pedophile was the first one was because he had said in some podcast or some interview like that he would like fuck Willow Smith and
Ew.
she was like 13 at the, like she was really young when he said
Ew.
that. And then he also said that he would fuck his cat.
Okay, I was gonna say, wasn't there something about bestiality in there too when it came
Yeah.
to him?
So it's
That's
like no, he's a
disgusting.
weirdo. He said weird things, but I don't think that there's ever been like a situation where it's like.
But your character is evaluated when you're adopting a child.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying. Money talks.
That's sick. Also, speaking actually of people adopting children, have you seen those families on TikTok that'll adopt children of other races and then they kind of flaunt them for their social media?
Yeah, girl.
Those people weird me out so much.
I personally think that speaking of cancel culture, people you should cancel is all family fucking and TikToks, YouTubes, all of that shit. Because there's no like, have you seen that white lady who has a daughter and she's mixed? Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's mixed because I don't think she's adopted and like fully black, but her daughter is mixed, and then I think she blew up because she was making like videos of her learning how to do her daughter's hair.
I might have seen a video.
And
It feels
then,
familiar.
yeah, so she was like, that's what she blew up off of, because she was asking people on TikTok for advice on how to do her daughter's hair. And then she started doing other content because she realized how much like she was like gaining a following out of that. But there's been multiple TikToks where she like, or like I think YouTube videos too, or something where she is clearly like bullying the little girl. And I think there's one where the little girl was like, oh, I don't want to make a video, like I'm tired or some shit like that. And then she's like basically telling her like she's gonna do the fucking video and it's not really her choice.
Oh.
Like, but it's multiple things of that nature where it's very clear that it's not fun for the little girl. Like it's not like a, oh, I'm spending time with my daughter and I'm making videos. It's just like, oh, I'm making money off of this. And it's just very insincere. So yeah, cancel all that shit.
Yeah, and I think that there's a way to incorporate your children into your videos in a way without having them be the front and center of every single video, because I feel like a lunch packing video, you're clearly
Yeah.
making that for your child. And so, in a way, you're able to use your parental duties as a thing to record and profit off of, but you're not using your child directly,
Exactly.
to make that money. So, people that do that are so strange. And then the parents that know that there's a really high older person audience watching their children and saving the videos and taking their children's faces and using it for like deep fakes and stuff like that. People who know and they continue to use their child and to play into that disgusting, I don't even want to call it a fetish because it's not a fetish, it's pedophilia.
Yeah.
But the fact that they are well aware that that is what's happening and they continue to use their child that way. I really hope that the second their child has the cognitive ability to understand what's happening, that they cut that parent off.
Yeah. And
Because that's
that
disgusting.
literally goes for all people with children. Like, stop posting y'all kids in the actually in any way because people are fucking weird. Stop posting y'all children, bro. Like, I really hate when people post their children and it's like they're in the bathtub or things of that nature because it's just like a normal person is just gonna look at it and be like, whatever. But because there's so many things going on with social media and that people will like do, like, there was literally one guy on, he was recently like trending on my Instagram where he was like assaulting a child and
What?
he recorded himself assaulting the child. And then I think someone was like looking through his phone and found the video and was like, bro, what the fuck? And this was from like my area. Like, this wasn't like a person that was like in a different state. It was like literally around my area. And then they like allegedly went to the police. I don't believe they went to the police because why isn't he in jail? Mm-hmm. But allegedly went to the police, and the police was like, oh, you can either go to jail or do counseling.
What?
And again, I don't think that's how that works. And it's just like, I don't think that that person actually called the police and snitched on him. And then apparently it happened again.
What?
So now he's like the person had made the Instagram to expose him and let people know what the fuck he be on. Again, why the police is not actually involved and that person going to jail and then getting that child, like, help.
That's crazy.
Because you can expose him on social media, but that's not going to stop him from doing it to the next child.
No, the only thing that it opens the doorway for is for someone to have seen it and recognize him and then to beat him up real bad.
Real bad.
But that's really all that's doing. And I guess in a way you're building a portfolio of weird things that he's done so that you can go to the police and be like, here, I have all this information. But I feel like that's one of the things where you can report it, and then if they're like, oh, there's not enough, then you could leave, come back with more, and be like, okay, how about this? How about this? And let's add this in there, too. Is this enough for you? What more would you like to see? And then if they don't do anything, then go to the next level of police, because what are you talking about?
Yeah. And then that just ties in with cancel culture, because it's like, yes, we can be like, oh, when y'all cancel these celebrities, cancel them for real. But the reason why these celebrities don't be actually getting canceled is because people don't even be canceling problematic people in their real life.
They don't. They just act like stuff never happens.
Exactly. Because the amount of the fact that it's like common knowledge and just like a common thing where it's like families will recognize that, you know, it's, oh, like that's the creepy uncle. Mm-hmm. That's the weird uncle. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. Can't be alone with your cousin or your uncle because they're all some weird shit.
Right.
Why isn't the police involved?
Or you need to put on more clothes because so-and-so is coming over.
I'm sorry?
What?
I'm actually 5.
Or even people who have friends that they know have been on some real weird, like, you are disgusting and a piece of crap and you're dirty and disgusting type stuff. And they'll still defend them, or they just won't say anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know your friend. You know what they did.
Exactly.
That's not right.
Exactly. So, yeah, stop sticking up for your fucking ugly-ass friends.
Yeah.
Who don't know how to respect people.
And there's actually another influencer that comes to mind who, with her, it's like your friends needed to have shut that down real fast, real quick, and in a hurry. So she was canceled for a while. I'm talking about that girl Sienna Mae.
Okay.
And she was popular a couple years ago. Like, she got canceled, I think it was like a little bit after COVID time, maybe. I'm not exactly sure because I don't be keeping up with these people. Not like that no more. But what had happened was there was videos that leaked of her sexually assaulting one of the guys in her friend group.
Oh. And
it came out that that wasn't a one-time thing. It had been an ongoing thing. And then the way that people saw it before this all came out was people thought that they were just really flirty with one another, and that they kind of, because you know how influencers, they'll pretend to be dating to kind of get more people in and like be like, oh, like I ship them or whatever, I want them together type stuff. That's what it always was. And then it came out that she had sexually assaulted him.
Wow.
And then she ended up getting canceled because everyone saw the video, and the video was really weird. It was like she was groping him, and he seemed like he was passed out, and she was like groping him. And they were at, it looked like a party setting or like a get together, so there's other people there. But it was one of those things where it's like your friends, his friends, you guys, his friends should have stepped in a lot sooner and cut that off immediately.
That's insane.
But I'm pretty sure that she's been getting repopularized. I think she has like a swimsuit line now or something now. And that's just so mind-boggling to me because she was canceled so bad. Like, people talked so bad about her in the media, and it went from her being predator to people were just talking about how she looks and the way she acted. Like, people were just going at her. And I feel like you shouldn't be commenting on someone's appearance when we're talking about them being a weirdo. Like, I think we should stick to that. There's plenty to talk about in that realm. But the fact that she's getting repopularized, her, the James Charles, Jeffree Star, I've been seeing him a lot. That's just so confusing to me.
It's so crazy because people are just, like, so accepting. And, again, I feel like that really just ties down to where y'all don't really be having your own morals, like, within your, like, your own families, your own friend groups. So, like, duh, when these celebrities do stuff, that's, like, why are you supporting them? Why are you making them more money? Like, why has Chris Brown been Chris Brown for as long as he's been Chris Brown? Like, don't piss me off. It astonishes me to see so many people, like, be so supportive and then just be like, oh, like, he was young. He actually was not young. Like,
and even if you want to say he was young at the time, which is not an excuse for his actions at all, what about last week?
Exactly.
You know?
Like, every other week, it's Chris Brown beat somebody up, bruh. And men, women, it don't matter, bruh. He's always beating somebody up. So that's within his character. So when Chris Brown was in town and I see all the girlies talk about some, oh my gosh, that's my man, that's my stinker. That's actually a felon.
Yeah. I feel like for some artists, it is possible to separate the music from their actions and them as an actual person. But I cannot say that he is one of those people.
He's definitely not, because he's not, like, he has not repented. Like, he has not, stopped doing the fuck shit that he's been doing. Because didn't he beat, like, one of his baby mamas that was, like, pregnant? Like, I think he beat her during, while she was pregnant.
I honestly don't know.
But he's
telling you, I'm, like, so out of touch with what these people got going on. If it's not on my Twitter feed the day that I happen to be on Twitter, I don't know.
Like, he didn't just beat one. Like, he didn't just beat Rihanna. Like, he beat multiple other women. And I'm telling you, recently, I literally saw that it was, like, he was, like, backstage somewhere, or someone was, like, backstage with him. And then he tried to fight the guy. Like, or what? He did beat the guy up or some shit. And I'm, like... Why are y'all supporting, like, this man is clearly, like, just not somebody that you need to be supporting and making more money for. So, yeah. And there's so many celebrities that are the exact same way, where it's just, like, there are so many other people that you should be supporting, and I promise you that's not one of them.
If you like that person, you should listen to them. You should do whatever you feel is right. But openly supporting them is kind of crazy.
Exactly.
Because what you do in the peace and comfort of your own home is none of my business. But what you put out on social media for me to see is my business. And I am going to judge you.
And those be the same people that be like, oh, cancel the Kardashians because they, like, steal the culture. Yeah, no, I'm not saying don't steal the Kardashians because they're stealing the culture. But what about the men that be beating women? The fuck?
There are so many people.
And speaking of people that we should cancel because we don't like them, Drake. I hate his ass, bro. I really do hate his ass. And I'm glad people, and I really feel like people should cancel him because he do not respect women, bro. Like, now this is just a Drake fucking hating train, because men that Graciela does not respect, or, like, because I'm telling you, and I've said this for so long, he does not respect women. Like, he does not respect women. And I hate how so many, like, it's just, like, passed on. Like, people just, like, ignore the fact that he really be just, like, pimping women out. So,
you know, I haven't heard a peep out of him in months.
Shout out Kendrick.
I saw, the last thing I saw about him was that one of his houses got flooded. And whatever that liquid was, it looked like pee. And that really cracked me up.
I hope the fuck it was.
They said whatever curse Kendrick put on him was real strong.
Shout out Kendrick, my fellow Gemini.
J. Cole was real smart with shutting up when it came to that one, because he was just real smooth with it real quick. He said, you know what? I recognize that I messed up. I take it back. I'm sorry. Leave me out of it.
And what cracks me up about that is that I'm pretty sure it was around Dreamville time where he was at Dreamville and he was like, y'all, my bad. Like, you know, we are all brothers and sisters, and I hate that. I hate that that even was something that I did. Like, why would I do something like that?
That was out his character.
Yeah, like, that wasn't me for real. That was not me for real.
Kendrick called him and said, look,
I got something for both of y'all asses.
I'm warning you right now. You want to be in it? Like, do you want me to say what I really want to say about you or not?
Yeah. But he, people were clowning him because mm-hmm. they were like, that's yeah. so embarrassing. Like, bro, like, rap beef isn't real no more because no. this, that, and the third. Like, they y'all said, are so.
Stand on that. You said it. Stand on it.
Y'all are so weak. This, that, and the third. This is so embarrassing for J. Cole. And then, boom. Euphoria. Attack on attack on attack on attack.
Euphoria, Not Like Us, Meet the Grams.
Like.
There was another one. I know there was another one.
No, I think that was it.
No. I don't know.
No, like, I think that was it. But then for Juneteenth, it was like a completely new bomb dropped when it was like everybody on the stage dissing him. And he played Not Like Us like 8 million times.
Yeah.
And every single time, people turned up. Like, it was the first time they had ever heard the song. So, yeah. And then, like, Drake was just quiet. That's the mm-hmm. thing. And sometimes you just have to shut the fuck up and take it.
Well, no, because I think that he ended up doing that. Whatever he said in that one Sexy Red song. Like, he still tried. It was one of her more recent songs. I can't remember how it goes.
Stupid ass song. No, it was the one where he was like.
Oh, BBL Drizzy. Like, yeah. Are you serious?
Like, don't piss me off. Oh, that was it. The BBL Drizzy.
Yeah.
I was in Jamaica. BBL Drizzy. Oh my gosh.
Every single day.
Every single damn day.
So really, in short, if you don't want to get canceled, just shut up.
And don't do no shit. The fuck? Like, literally, don't. Because even the ideology of, if you know that you're blowing up, delete all the crazy shit that you said back then. How about we don't say no crazy stuff and we don't say no racist stuff? The fuck?
Well, obviously, but if people don't know that you were like that back in the day, then. Because, you know, people, they just hop on bandwagons. They don't know. They don't care. They're just gonna go for whatever. If that's what's popular,
yeah,
people are gonna be attracted to it, unfortunately. It's a hive mind, you know?
Yeah.
So y'all don't get canceled. Like, there's not too much to it. You could actually just avoid being canceled altogether by never speaking.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Keeping your opinions to yourself.
Yep.
But yeah, that's all for today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to 2 G's in a Podcast with Graciela
and Gina.
And we'll be back with more.
Bad bitch with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches. Two bad bitches. Two bad bitches be friends.